This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Critics of Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller have filed an ethics complaint alleging that the Democrat violated the city's election laws by using a city employee for campaign purposes. The complaint was filed yesterday by supporters of Sheriff Manny Gonzalez's bid for mayor. Much of the complaint centers on Justin Chaney, president of the City Firefighters Union, who allegedly asked firefighters to sign $5 donation cards on Keller's behalf. Pat Rogers, an attorney who represents those who filed the complaint, said it was improper for Chaney, a city employee, to go on city time to city properties in support of Keller. Keller's campaign denied responsibility for Chaney's actions. The complaint asks city officials to revoke Keller's successful bid to obtain more than $600,000 in public campaign funding. The Keller and Gonzalez campaigns have sparred publicly over attempts to obtain public financing. A rural New Mexico school board has been suspended by the state public education department for not going along with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's mask mandate for children when classes resume for the fall semester. The department announced the suspension of the five-member Floyd School Board today. The board voted last week to make masks and social distancing optional and reaffirmed the decision in another vote Monday. The district superintendent has been ordered to report directly to the state education secretary, Ryan Stewart. Stewart said in a memo to the board members that the state agency has a responsibility to ensure a safe and healthy environment for all staff and students. The district serves about 225 students, about 10 miles west of Clovis. The dispute comes as New Mexico marks its highest daily COVID-19 case total since March. A federal appeals court yesterday rejected efforts by a libertarian-leaning group in New Mexico to shield future financial contributions from public disclosure in defiance of requirements enacted by the city of Santa Fe. The 10th District Court of Appeals in Denver rejected a request by the Albuquerque-based Rio Grande Foundation to invalidate city campaign finance provisions as unconstitutional. The dispute stems from a failed city ballot initiative in 2017 to tax sugary beverages and shore up preschool funding. The Rio Grande Foundation issued an online video critical of the soda tax proposal, prompting an investigation into possible violations of city campaign finance code. The foundation complied with the city order and disclosed two relatively minor donations of $7,700. Later, it sought to invalidate the city regulations, citing a chilling effect on political contributions and thus free speech. The city's defense was supported by several advocacy groups for transparency in political spending. The Albuquerque Fire Department said a fire today destroyed a small set at the Netflix film studios. Chief Tom Reeds of Albuquerque Fire Rescue said crews responding to the pre-dawn blaze found the set fully involved in flames and smoke. He said the fire was extinguished quickly, but that the set was a total loss. No injuries were reported and no information was immediately available on a possible cause. The New Mexico Department of Health today announced 609 new COVID-19 cases and two additional deaths. The majority of new cases are in Bernalillo County with 207, followed by Eddy County with 40 cases and Sandoval County with 39. There are currently 187 people hospitalized in the state for COVID-19 and more than 197,000 who have recovered from the disease. NMDOH is urging people who are sick or unvaccinated to wear a mask when in public places and around others. This is KUNM.